backs.
Not like smart mouth Doug. Not like skunk all gone.
Hey, listen.
And Rufus said if you boys know what's good for you, you'll tuck your tails and head for the house.
Low, rumbling sounds started coming from the throats of the Coyote brothers. Snorts stepped toward Rufus.
Rip and Snort not need help for fight.
You dope, can't you see what he's doing?
Snort, he called you a dope.
Why, you low-down, sewer-dipping, pot-licking, double-crossing.
Are you gonna take that, Snort? Just give me the word and we'll teach him a lesson.
Snort didn't give any word. What he lacked in language skills, he made up for in sheer meanness. He and his brothers pinned back their ears and moved in for battle. Rufus started backing up.
Stupid, that's what you are. A couple of stupid, stinking coyotes. Can't you see what he's doing? Hey, listen, we can get together on this.
They got together all right. Rufus on the bottom, Snort in the middle, and Rip up on top.
The wreck was on, fellers, and me and Drover had to step back to keep from getting maimed. It wasn't a bad match, let me tell you. Roof put up a good tussle and got in some pretty good licks. But of course, the terrible thing about fighting those Coyote brothers was that the harder the fight and the longer it lasted, the more they loved it. After a bit, Roof managed to kick him away. That gave him just enough time to gather up those long Doberman legs and head for the backside of the pasture. He lit a shuck and headed north, with Rip and Snort right on his sawed-off tail. Well, Drover, we've solved another case, and it's time to move along. I believe my true love is waiting.